A holiday appeal to get vaxxed. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House COVID team launching a six-week effort to expand vaccine sites and encourage more people to have an updated COVID shot, especially seniors and high-risk communities, ahead of what could be a rough winter.
You never can definitively say what to expect, but you should really take some comfort in knowing that we'd have within our wherewithal to mitigate anything that comes our way.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, at what's likely his final White House briefing, says recent data finds someone vaccinated and boosted has a 14 times lower risk of dying from a newer Omicron strain than someone who's unvaccinated. At a bankruptcy court hearing for collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX, the judge just ruling that customer information, including names and email addresses, can remain secret for now. Court papers say the firm owes its top 50 creditors more than $3 billion. Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady in Wilmington.
The lawyer shared that a substantial amount of assets have been stolen or are missing from FTX. They're continuing to fight ongoing cyber attacks and are seeking to pass a motion today that would protect individuals on their staff from penalties incurred fighting those attacks.
FTX lawyers also want an investigation into what happened last year when now former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried bought out Binance's stake in the firm. Bankman-Fried is already under investigation, but for now remains at home in the Bahamas. The SUV driver who crashed into a Massachusetts Apple store yesterday, killing one person, injuring others, makes his first court appearance. The judge says she wants to make sure Bradley Rain returns.
I am going to set bail in the amount of $100,000 cash based on all of those factors.
She's also ordering Rain not to drive while the case is pending. Court documents show he's claiming the crash was not intentional. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A 22-year-old mother is now an accused killer in Georgia, charged in the death of her child.
Leilani Simon, arrested and charged with malice murder and other charges in connection to the disappearance of her 20-month-old son, Quentin. Chatham County Police Chief Jeff Hadley saying, quote, "She doesn't deserve a Thanksgiving if I can go off script for a little bit," end quote, getting a bit choked up while speaking. Human remains discovered in a landfill last Friday are from a child, the FBI confirmed, but Hadley says more tests need to be done, adding they believe it's Quentin. Leilani Simon first reported her son missing on October 5th. After a week, police said they shifted their probe, focusing on her. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A judge in Indiana says she'll decide soon whether to unseal court records on what led to a man's arrest in the 2017 killings of two teenage girls murdered while hiking in their hometown. Prosecutors argue for keeping the record sealed, saying there's good reason to believe the suspect, a local resident, isn't the only person connected to the killings. Lawyers for former President Trump and the Justice Department making arguments to a federal appeals court today on whether to shut down an independent review of documents seized by the FBI at Trump's Florida home. Trump's lawyers want the special master's work to continue. It's being called one of the biggest upsets ever at the World Cup.
2-1. Saudi Arabia has defeated heavily favored Argentina.
On Fox Sports earlier today, the first match for both teams, and it's the last chance for soccer star Lionel Messi to win a World Cup before he retires from the national team. Just getting word that soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo is leaving Manchester United for the second time, described as a mutual agreement taking effect immediately. The 37-year-old criticized the Premier Club's owners and manager in an interview on the eve of the World Cup. Wall Street's rallying, the Dow's up 274. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.